Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hey, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Thanks for joining the show today. Today's show is going to be all about some Lego sets that are retiring. We're going to go with the Star Wars theme. If you guys don't know, I'm a huge Lego Star Wars fan. Well, just a Star Wars fan in general. But I do love to collect the Lego Star Wars ones as well. In fact, most of my display models that I do have, they're all pretty much Star Wars themed. So it's really kind of cool today. I wanted to start with some of the Lego sets that are due to retire in 2021. So we're going to go over that today. So if you're listening to us on our podcast, if you could please leave us a review and some feedback. That way there we get to know exactly what you guys think of our show and if we need to make any improvements with it. Well, now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. The list that I do have, and if you want to grab this list too, it's at brickflips.com/retire. But we're going to focus on, you know, like I said, on the Star Wars sets today. So there's quite a bit of them that are due to retire in 2021. But overall, as far as the theme for Star Wars, what I think about them as an investment personally myself is I do collect them myself just for a collection. I don't always invest in every single Star Wars set because I just, first off, I don't have the unlimited capital to do that. So I really am kind of picky about which ones I do like. Some of them are also, they seem to kind of recycle them over some different themes. And I'm going to show you one example of one of them. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I don't really invest in them because I'm trying to... My investment strategy is I like to hold on to them for, you know, 2 to 4 years, somewhere around there, sometimes a little bit sooner, sometimes a little bit after. I just wanted to kind of point this out, you know, in the beginning, just because I want you guys to understand, you know, when you're looking at this as a theme overall, I do really like the theme, but I'm not heavily invested in all of the sets in the theme. So really, we're going to look at all these particular ones in here, and we're just going to not really go in particular order. I did also include the advent calendar for this year, just even though it's not available at the time of filming this, but I wanted to at least show you guys as well. As far as the order of everything is we're just going to go right down the list in here. That's way I have them pulled up. So first on the list is set number 75251. It is Star Wars Darth Vader's castle. This one, I really like this one as a building set itself. It is very large. If you're considering about storing a set like this, this is a very big box. So just keep that in mind. If you have to get quite a bit of these, you have to have the room to store these. One of the things that I want to really point out, I mean, I'm not going to get into the details of all this, the minifigures and kind of things. I'll point out a few things if I know as I go along. But one thing I really want to, that I will do for each of these sets, is I want to show you what you're going to get for your investment and the possible return on investments if you were to purchase this at the current price of this, so that you have an idea of what it is. So this set, I mean, like I said, this is a big set, and it does have a big buy cost if you want to be concerned about that. So the buy cost of this at the time is $129.99. So it's about $130. Very good rank for this toy. It's held pretty steady as far as the rank in there. And then even when it did spike up in other times, if you can look at this, this is a Keeper chart. If you're not familiar with Keeper, there's a training above that, you know, goes over a little bit about Keeper. Ultimately, these are just projections. This is not saying these are guaranteed to get to this, but If you were thinking that this set will probably get to $300, which is pretty realistic, I think, in about 2 years after it retires, then you're looking at a return on investment of about 86%. Now, this calculator I use right here, this calculates fees that are based off of Amazon FBA, and that's if you send in your product to Amazon. They have fees and everything. So, but I like to use this as a guideline because it's roughly around the same, you know, with eBay. If you're calculating for eBay, you might not have some of the fulfillment fees, but you might not get the same selling price in there. And then obviously there's other different things in there. So ultimately, if you're trying to get an 86% ROI, then $300 is where you want to be. Now, if you got this set for a lot lower, then obviously you're, you know, let's say you got a discount of this, maybe at, I don't know, $100, we'll just say $100, then you're, you know, you're obviously getting more as far as return on investment. I haven't seen this set discounted too much. So is that good for you? Is that a good enough investment? You know, it could be. That could be great for you. You guys might want to have something like this. But personally, myself, I did not invest in this set for the long term. So the next one on the list is set number 75249. It is the Y-Wing Starfighter. As a build, I love this. I really have one of these to display. I love this set. I also have some investment in this particular set. I was able to get quite a number of them on clearance this year. So I really just kind of stuck to this, the clearance ones that I have. So I'm not really heavily invested in it. I'm not buying other ones, but I still think that it is a set that is pretty good to invest in if you can get your hands on this before it does retire. Ultimately, if you're getting this at we'll just say $55 to get to 100% ROI, you're going to need to get, I think around 150 for this, so maybe a little bit less. So 140 is really kind of if you get it at the price that it is now. Now, if you're able to get it, I was able to get some for $25. So if I wait till 140, that's about 300% ROI, which is ultimately why I just stuck with that particular one. So I don't have a lot of them. I think it's still a good investment. It has some pretty cool minifigures in here that I think will kind of set it apart from some of the other Star Wars sets. Also, the other thing to note is that this is one of those kind of sets that, I mean, just look at the rank that it's had, and it's held very steady in there. So it's really popular. Now, this also is a big set that's in a lot of the Star Wars cartoons. I'm not a big Star Wars cartoon fan, but I know the Droid Wars, and I know they were pretty big in there as far as, you know, in the kind of the Star Wars world. So these are, you know, these might be appeal more to kids. So parents will probably be a little bit more familiar with this. You know, maybe the kids are asking for this particular one, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know as far as coolness, I do like it. So it's definitely, I have one myself really, but as far as an investment, you know, this is something, if you can get some of these on clearance, this will probably be something that if you wanted to get, you probably want to buy online if you don't see it in the store, because they have changed over for the retails in the retail store. So even if you can get at a 40% discount, which I think is probably like around $40 maybe, I think that's 40%. That's still pretty good. Just be aware of that and do some calculations, future projections, to see where you'd be comfortable getting in and out of this particular set. All right, so the next one is set number 75254. This is the AT-ST Raider. This is basically famous because it's in the Mandalorian series. If you haven't watched that series, they feature this in there. Now, the AT-ST Raider has been in quite a number of Lego sets. This is one of those sets that you can see that they've redone over. Sometimes the reason why I don't like to go too deep in some of these sets, because they've had other ones, but I did want to, you know, I'm going to go over and show you some of these other ones. Now, the other thing about this, if you have not heard, is Cara Dunes, the actress that plays her character had some kind of, you know, said some negative things. So they basically let her go. And as that happened, it's everything in the Star Wars collectible seemed to have got that anything that had her particular character in there seemed to have gotten a little bit more desirable, because they figured that she's not going to be recast. you know, other things like that. They're not going to put her in all these other toys. As a collector, reseller, I think everybody was jumping on this set. And even so, it is a pretty cool set, you know, as far, because it is, you know, from The Mandalorian. So it is pretty, the popularity of this, you know, that series really garnished a lot of interest in it. So, and it does have a little bit of coolness factor too, because it does, it's a little bit different than the other ones. They changed a few little, the plates, you know, stickers and things and colors of it. So it did have a little bit different than some of the other ones that came out before it. But really, I think everybody jumped on this one. And, you know, I don't know if this is going to retire. I have this on the list. I got to be honest with you. Now, it has retired in, I think, some other countries. So I'm getting a little bit more confident that it's going to retire around here. But I don't know. Until it actually shows up on Lego.com as retired, then I ain't going to believe it. But here's the thing, though, is a lot of resellers, a lot of investors, a lot of collectors, they really jumped on this. So there's going to be a huge supply of these out there after retires. So this may take a little bit longer to, you know, to get to the price point that you would want this at. So again, if you're buying this at $40, maybe if you got it cheaper, this is still in retail stores. So this may go on clearance. So you might see these go on there. I don't know how they'll do that. You know, other stores will handle it, but it might be discounted somewhat. But I'm going to go with $40. So to get to, you know, 100% ROI, you need to sell this for at least $100. I generally, when I'm investing in Legos, I like to get at least 250% or better. That's kind of my sweet spot for me. I mean, it's not always a guarantee that I will, you know, that I do that. I sometimes sell less than that as well. But for it to be kind of worth of it, you'd have to get at least $150 as far as the retail. I mean, as far as what you'd sell it for. I feel bad because I think some new investors, they really jumped on this one. And I think it'll still be a good investment, but it's not going to be something that's going to happen right away. It's not going to, I think it'll take a little bit longer, to be honest with you. But who knows, you know, as if this does go out of stock during Q4, this might, of course, there's other supply chain issues this year with toys. So I don't know how that's going to play out with a lot of other things, but some things to keep in mind. But really, it's still very early because this has not retired. And it's even at the beginning, after retires, it does take a while for the price to go up, just because it's the based off of the supply of everything. I wanted to show you guys the other sets, you know, as far as what they did and what they're doing right now. Now, I'll actually start with this set, which is absolutely garbage set. I can't stand this one. I didn't invest in this one, and I hope you guys didn't either. But it's still kind of like, it's just a broken apart one. It's horrible. With the BB-8, I mean, the scene was cool and the movie, but on a Lego Star Wars set, this is horrific. And I'm sorry if you bought this one, but I wanted to at least show you guys what the return is right now. You know, this set, I don't remember exactly. I think this, in 2019 is when this retired. So probably the end of 2018, somewhere around there that retired. So, you know, 3 years later, I mean, this is getting 100% ROI. It's just a garbage set. So it's really not a good one to really look at, because I would hope that you didn't invest in this set. But this one, though, I do want to point out to this one right here. This is the one of the first ones that they had that had the AT-ST Walker. I have this one on my shelf for Lego. So this came in at $32. This one really took off, though. I mean, I do have to say that this did pretty well for a set. Now, obviously, when the new one came out, you know, it did hinder it. So if you can see in the charts on Keepa, when the new one came out, it kind of flatlined the sales price of this right here. So now that the supply has kind of gone down a little bit, there might be some interest in, you know, purchasing this set. But this is kind of the effect that some of these Star Wars sets have. So if you see kind of a pattern of this, when they come up with a new one that's just a different theme, you know, different time, that it could affect the price of it. Investing in a lot of these Star Wars sets, you have to be somewhat careful, or at least keep that in mind with it. So if you wanted to get rid of this thing, hopefully you get rid of it before maybe you made, you know, you got some clearance ones. But really, this set is pretty good as far as an investment. I would You know, you have to be just aware that if you have the time, the space, you know, and the capital, and, you know, just all that, you know, to be able to store this and pay for it, your investment, you know, you're still going to get a good return on investment. However, if you're just starting out, I probably would not invest in this set right away. I wouldn't get too many of them myself, just because this might take a little bit longer for you to get your return on investment. All right, so the next set that we're going to go on to is the Rise of Skywalker Kylo Ren Shuttle, which is set number 75256. This is a very large box, so be aware of that if you're looking to invest in this set. It is extremely large, so just be aware that this is going to be a big box. So the set comes in, you know, the MSRP was, I believe it's $129.95. So right now, Amazon has it off for 20% off. So if you can get this at $104, then that's 20% off. Maybe you get a little bit less than that. But really, to get to a almost close to 100% ROI is around $255, you know, $250, $260, somewhere in that ballpark right there after your fees. Again, this is for Amazon FBA. So if you were selling this on eBay, you may not get the sell price might be lower, but your fees and everything. So you might net kind of the same around there in the ballpark of it as far as on eBay. But ultimately on Amazon, if you got quite a bit of these, that's the place to really to utilize. But as far as an investment for this, now, this has been around since 2019. You know, when this is going up to about $250, which is where you'd want to get 100% ROI, it's going to have, you know, obviously a less of a sales rank because it's a little higher price point, and people kind of know that it's going to come back in. So, but ultimately, when this retires, you know, this, I think that this will be pretty good as far as something to invest in. But the reason why I don't really like it is because that it takes up a lot of space. And I prefer a lot of sets that, you know, I do have storage facilities that I use for all my Lego sets. But I have to look at something, the ROI that I'm going to get on the turn of it and kind of when it's going to get to that price point. I don't really know when it will get to $250. I mean, it's just anybody's guess as far as, you know, an investment. But I think that I can find other stuff that's going to get a much better ROI and probably the same amount of time and probably less space if I were to invest the same amount of capital in it. So as far as I'm looking at this as an investment, I would not go too heavy in this just because of the amount of space that it takes up. And you really have to think about those things when you're investing in this. Now, as you're starting out in this, that might not be a big concern to you. So investing in a couple of these, especially if you can get them at a discount, even less than $100, then yeah, absolutely, that makes sense. But this is one of the ones that I just would not really invest in. The only time I would get it is, you know, if this thing was like $80, you know, I might consider that because I might be able to get my price point in there. So this is where it really helps to play around with the numbers of your in and your out of this. And this is one of those things that I talk about. But because this is such a large set, I am not investing too much in this. I have a few of these that I do, you know, just got, but I'm probably not going to buy any more unless they're steeply discounted at this point. You know, it's just a pretty cool display piece if you're really into displaying all the different ships, but it's really large. It takes up a lot of space. So moving on, the next set is the Lego Star Wars Mandalorian Battle Pack, and this is set 75267. This is actually a really good battle pack. One of the really cooler ones, I think, that's, you know, Lego's made in the Star Wars thing. I'm a huge Mandalorian fan, so as far as the Mandalorian series out there, it does have a lot of different things in there for that particular series. And the battle packs that it does have in there is really good. As far as an investment, you know, if you were able to get these at, you know, say $10.99, $11, and you're selling these at $24. Now let's say, I don't know, $40. So I think that these can get, you know, in the 30, yeah, see, this is what I was, $30 range is where that would be 100% ROI on these. Now, As you notice that this is a very low sales rank, so this is really, really a good set to get right now. If you can get this lower than $12, maybe $10.99, maybe under $10, even at the, I think even at the discount right here, to be honest, yeah, I would get this one. This is just, I have a lot of sets of these ones myself. I have quite a bit. They don't take up a lot of space, so that's one thing I do like about that, so I can get quite a bit of number of these, and I probably got about over 250 of these in my inventory at this point. So as far as this is a good set to invest in, I mean, it really is, because it's probably going to shoot up to $30 fairly quickly, I think, once it does go out of stock. I think that it will get to that point, and, you know, you can still hold on to it, and it doesn't take much more to get to 200%, maybe $45. I will, you know what I'm going to do in another video? I'm going to look at just the battle packs. I'm going to kind of do a comparison of that, and I'm also going to do another video on just kind of the Star Wars numbers. But today I really wanted to go over just, you know, some of my thoughts on the ones that are going to be retiring soon. But the battle packs are really interesting series in the Legos. In fact, they're rumored to not do any more battle packs, which I don't believe that. I just think that with everything going on in this time of year, I think that LEGO just had to reassess some things with their production of things. So maybe they're just putting a pause on that. But really, I think this is good at an investment, especially if you're starting out and you don't have a lot of space. These are good to store. They're very, take up less space on them. So we're moving on. So this is the Obi-Wan Hutt. It's 75270. This set's okay. I think as far as in the, it's very iconic in the movies. I love this particular scene in New Hope. The value of this set at the current price that you kind of seen it around, which is about $24 of most retailers at this point, I think is not really that great. That's probably about 12 cents a piece in there. So I'm not really too excited about per piece. I'm not really an expert in the kind of piecing out, so I don't know if these, but as a particular set itself, it's pretty cool. I do have to admit, I don't have any of these as far as an investment. Not that I don't want it, but I'm just not too excited about this particular one as far as getting to where my ROI would want to be. So if I look at this and I kind of look at some of the older data, and I use this not really as a, just kind of like a rough guide. So it looks like around 48, maybe a kind of somewhere in the $40 to $48 range. And this is when it went out of stock. So if I were to kind of do some numbers here to play around, this is something I always suggest you guys to do just to kind of see where you are. So if you got this at 24, you know, this is only a 50% ROI at 48. I got to be honest with you, I'm just not really too excited about this one. As far as getting to an ROI that I would like in kind of my projected future range of things. Now, would this get up to more than that? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, this could get up to $75. But as far as, I don't know, you know, when, I'm just not too excited about this one myself. I don't have any... As far as in my investment portfolio, I don't have any of these in there. Now, as a collector, I have one of these sets myself. So I do like it as a collector item. As far as investing, I'm not investing it. Just be aware that if you were to invest in it, kind of make sure you're getting your ins and outs. So as you can see, when I'm kind of saying the same thing here, just play around with the numbers. Look at some of the data in here and just kind of help you to make a decision if this is something that you want to invest in. So the next one is Skywalker Landspeeder. It's set number 75271. This one, there's actually been other Landspeeders in the LEGO Star Wars themes. And this is, again, where I'm trying to point out how overall Star Wars is as an investment, there's some of the risks that involved with that, because they're going to come out with other, you know, particular ones that have been in the past. I don't have the ones that were out in the past, but I know there has been some other ones. This could be the last time they do it for a while, you know, so maybe that could make it something that you'd want to invest in. But they've done this before, so that's just one thing you have to be aware of when you're investing in it. So if we're going to play around the numbers right here, this one is, we'll say 24. So to get to 100% ROI, you would need to get to maybe 65, yeah, somewhere around there. So just north of $60 to get to an, you know, over 100% ROI. Now, if you're able to find these discounted, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would definitely grab this. Now, also, the other kind of thing to take a note of, like I said, is that this could be the last time they do a particular land speeder one. Plus, the minifigures in there, I don't know the values of these. Maybe the Luke Skywalker, I've not seen him with the little brown little thing, so maybe that could add some value to it. You know, that could be a little bit more. I'm not sure if they reuse the same minifigures, so that's something I would look at if you're looking to part things out. But again, this is another one I'm not too excited about. You know, as far as investing in this, I don't have any of these in my portfolio as far as investing. Really, I mean, that's really the only time I would invest in it, in this particular one. I'm not going to get these at close to 20% discount of this. All right, so the next set is the is Poe Dameron's X-Wing Fighter. It's Lego set 75273. The X-Wing itself has been made several times. It's definitely one of the ones that I think that I've seen quite a number of times. You know, I kind of put this list together based off of it. I didn't go back through every one. I do want to go back to the AT-ST one, but I think there's at least two or three other. The X-Wings one, don't quote me on that, but I know that that they've done this before. They've done one with Luke, kind of X-Wing fighter, and I think there was another one maybe before that as well. So as you can see, this is another one of those ones that they keep throwing up there. And I get in the whole Star Wars, there's different ships and people will ride them. Luke and Poe are different. But as far as looking at things, that's something that I always look at. So one thing that you can look at is check out, you know, how the other ones are doing, and then when this came out, and you can see if the price tanked on those or they just kind of held steady. They didn't really go up. That's something I would look at if you're looking to invest in this. So I do have some of these in mind. I was able to get some of these on discount at some clearance, I think for 25. So I mean, as they're selling right now, I'm already at 100% ROI. Because I got it at that low. Now, if you weren't lucky enough to find it at that and you wanted to invest it at the current price of that, I mean, you would have to sell these at, you know, probably, yeah, around 180, which, you know, that's probably realistic for this particular set. Now, I don't know when this would get up to 180. I mean, as you can see, it kind of, like, when it went out of stock, it got close to, you know, that price points almost, if you're looking at this, so maybe 160, somewhere around there. Now, obviously, this is when it was just kind of going in and out of stock. And that was, you know, in 2020. So when it went out of stock this time, it didn't get up as high in there. I mean, there was less kind of out of stock, you know, points at that point. So, you know, this is one of those things where you have to think about, you know, the other thing with this is that it is not too big, but you know, just storing in it and things like that. So as far as going pretty deep in this, you know, I don't know. I mean, I personally, I just, because of the way that Lego does things, and I like to hold on to things for a lot longer, I'm always afraid they're going to come up with another one, you know, like as I'm getting ready to sell this thing, like in that 3 years from now, and the next movie's coming out in 2 or 3 years from now. So there's probably going to be an X-Wing coming out with that. I don't know. I mean, it's just a guess, but really that's kind of the things that I look at that point. You know, that's something that I would do. I just wouldn't go for the $72 price point as far as investing a lot of them, maybe pick up some of them. And if you can get someone discount, then that would be better. All right. So the next one is, this one's in the series of the helmets that they did, and for a lot of the different Star Wars that they've come up with. This one is the Lego Star Wars TIE Fighter Pilot. It's set number 75274. I absolutely love this one because of the exclusive nature of this particular set. And what Lego does is that they sometimes they give retailers exclusive, where they don't give it to every single retailer. This one's only available on Lego.com and Target. So you can get it on Target.com. You can also get it in the stores as well. So I do like this one because of that. As far as a Lego fan, I think it's okay. I'm not really too excited about it. I like the Mandalorian one and the Darth Vader one a little bit better. Even the Stormtrooper one, I think. But you know, if you want to collect all the helmets, then yeah, you got to add this one to your list here. Also, the other thing is that it has a little 40 years of it came out when the 40 years of Empire Strikes Back. So that's, you know, that's another thing, you know, to keep in mind that that it has that particular 40-year anniversary to it. But if you were able to get these right now, I think this is actually sold out. This isn't sold out. So like I said, this is not available on Amazon, but there are third-party sellers that will sell this. So that's why it's, you know, kind of in there. But I think in Target, you can get this for around $50, I believe. Maybe a little bit less, somewhere around there. But we'll use $50 because I think that's what it goes for on Lego.com. I believe the retail is actually more than that. I think it's $59. Get to 100% ROI on these. These would have to be for $125. And, yep, right at $125. As far as collectible, this is going to be, I think, very huge. You know, as far as kind of one of those things, because, you know, if you're a big Star Wars fan and you start, and they're going to start making more and more of these helmet kind of sets each and every time that they come out with one, maybe you just didn't get this one or you didn't get the other one. But, you know, later on down the road, you want to complete that collection. You want to get the next one. This right here, this is why I think these particular ones are going to do well, because you might not get this, people who will collect these might not get them right away. That's something I think, and then plus the exclusive nature of it. So I think this one is going to get up a little bit more because the supply might be a little bit less than, say, some of the other ones. So this, I think really, I mean, I think this could get close to $100, $200 for a particular set. And that's pretty realistic, I think, and you know, my projections of what I think this will do in probably about, you know, 2 to 3 years, maybe a little bit more, you know, I'm not sure. It's kind of one of those things, because, you know, the thing is, around this time that we're doing all this and making these videos in 2020 and 2021, we had huge disruptions in the supply chain of things. So I don't know how that's going to be as far as the overall supply of things, you know, in this time period. So who knows? It's just one of the things you kind of take a risk and chance on. But I like these. I like the helmet sets all in all. So, and then the next one that that's on there, that's due to retire, is also another helmet set, which is the Stormtrooper, which is a set number 75276. This one is also another one that, like I said, I think these ones are all going to do fairly well once they retire down the road. Now, the rank is held pretty steady throughout the, you know, kind of throughout the time that it's been tracked. So this is another popular one that you'll see on a lot of people's lists in there to get. And so as far as, you know, a collectible, this is one that I would definitely keep an eye on as well. As far as getting it down to the price that you can get at, you know, you might be able to find these discounted in some retail stores, you know, but right now, as it stands, the price for this is $48. So for this one, it's also similar to get to, I think, $125 is where it would be close to 100% ROI. All right, next is the UCS Ultimate Collectibles Series A-Wing Starfighter, which is set number 75275. This is a pretty cool UCS set if you are looking to add to your UCS Star Wars collection. This is definitely one that you want for that particular collection. I'm going to say the value for this, basically the price that they're selling at is, you know, there's no discount on this at all. So if you can find this set for much less than that, you're getting it. As far as an investment for this particular set, I have three of these myself. I didn't really want to invest too heavily in this because, you know, again, this is one of those things where, you know, it's a high price point, and then when you get up to these things that are really high, there's going to be people that are going to want to buy this, but realistically, you have to look at the numbers and when you're going to get there. So at $500, I'm just getting 100% ROI on this. Now, are there going to be buyers at that price? Yeah, absolutely. But when is it going to, they're going to be a buyer at this point? I don't know. I don't think that it's going to be that quick to get to that kind of sweet spot. And I like I said, I really like to look at things when I look at where I'm going to be pricing this at. So to get to $700 is getting close to where I want to be as far as a return on investment. You know, I don't know when it's going to get to that point. Now, I could do a little bit deeper dive in some of these UCS sets as well, maybe in another video. But for now, this is not a set I'm investing heavily into. You know, this is something that it's really cool. I mean, there's going to be, as far as a buildability one, this is pretty cool to do. I mean, it really would display nicely along with some of the other UCS sets. So as far as somebody that wants to complete their collection, I mean, they're definitely going to add this one in there just for that fact. But, you know, like I said, when you're investing in things, you have to be able to take your money, put it into something, and then you got to pull it out later on. And the less time that you're spacing that out, the better it is. And the more ROI that you can get off of that same amount of capital, that's what you really need to do. So this is kind of one of those things that you have to like prioritize. You know, this is something that I would get. Now, if I get this for less than $199, yeah, I probably would buy some more, but I didn't really get any. They were all at pretty much full MSRP, and that's usually what with a lot of these UCS sets is that you don't get much of a discount with that. So moving on, we're gonna do these two together right here. These are the BB-8 and the Stormtrooper sets. 40391 is the Stormtrooper, and then 40431. This is the BB-8 set. Now these are the brick sketches. They are kind of like a new line that Lego's put out where they're just kind of like these like little, almost like a little small mini art set. And I gotta be honest with you, I'm not really too crazy about these. I'm gonna show you just some a little bit of data here. Now these, I believe they go for $14.99 on Lego, I think, and these are the only places that you can get them at right now. So I think they're about $15. I'm not really too positive of that, but I believe it's $15 for the. So, but if you were to sell these on Amazon right now, you'll notice that the price is at $33. Now, I mean, if we were to price this, if we were to send this in here, so I want you to see that the sales ranks right here. Now, anytime that you see when this goes down, this means that it's sold. So there's one, maybe two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay, so maybe this is about 10 sales between, say, April and March and now, maybe even less than that at this point. Now, obviously, if it's still available on Lego.com, people might be savvy enough to go out there and do it. But at the same time, somebody is paying, you know, this price for it at this point. So I don't know. What does that mean? Does that mean that somebody is just going to, you know, pay this down the road when this retires? I have no idea. But really, to get to $40, I mean, and to be really excited about it, 100% ROI, I think this is going to be a tough one, I think, to get to that point. So I don't know. I don't really like these ones. Now, this one is a little bit better, but the price is at $34. So this one might be a little bit better one if you're looking at the popularity of this. I think the kids would like this one more than this one. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's really driving these sales in here. People are just not looking up things. But as you can see that this does get to at least $35. And if you were to buy this at Lego, you know, like I said, I think it's $14.99. You know, you right now you would get a pretty good return on investment if you were to sell these now. So I don't know, maybe it's something you could do right now and get something. But all in all, these ones, I don't really care for these ones myself. Maybe some other people might be more interested in it. I'm just not really too excited about these ones. All right, moving on. We're on set number 75281. This is Anakin's Jet Interceptor. This one is a really cool set. I like this one a lot. This one is, you know, already, if you can already see that, you know, at the time of filming this, this one is out of stock and it's in and out of stock on Amazon. So this one is something that is primed to, you know, to probably do pretty well maybe in four of this year. This might be one that you could possibly make a quick ROI if you can get this at the retail price. And, you know, maybe it could go up to 60, maybe like $50, probably more realistic. As far as, you know, maybe in Q4, I don't know, maybe a little bit more, a little less, somewhere around there, depending on the supply and the demand, number of sellers, all those kind of different variables they have in there. So maybe this might be something that if you can find a good discount of this, maybe it's still in retail stores. I don't know. I haven't done the research on that particular piece of it. But something to consider that where it's kind of in and out of stock at this point, you were to see this, maybe you can get it for the discounted price, a little bit less than the retail, or I guess the $24 price point of this. And you could turn around and sell this in quarter four. This could be something that kind of help generate a little bit more cash flow if you're looking to do that. As far as long term, I do like it. I like that the minifigure, I believe that is unique to this set. I know they've done some other Anakin ones, but he's got the little headset on there. So maybe that's something that you want to keep in mind as far as uniqueness. And it is pretty cool. I mean, this is, I don't see them doing this set again. It's not like an X-Wing. I don't see them really making this one again. So I think this one's a little bit safer as far as investing. I have quite a bit of number of these as well in my investment portfolio. So I'm definitely leaning towards this one. I think it's going to do really well in the next couple of years. All right. So the next one is set number 75284. This is the Knights of Ren transport ship. This set is pretty good. I don't know if they're going to do, like I said, kind of with the Anakin one, I don't know if they're going to do another similar one to it, like kind of like the X-Wing. I don't see them doing that. I think this was more to, you know, in this particular movie itself. So I don't know. If you guys know, I do watch all the movies, but I don't know if this has been used in any of the other movies as well. So I'm not really sure if you're going to see this one out. I think this was only in one of the movies so far. So as far as doing this one over, it's possibly that they won't. But here's one thing that you want to see is that look at this, and the price is fairly steady at $56. But look at the sales rank of this. It just keeps going up and up and up and up. So I think that this might not be something that the trend is going to go. It's not going to go up as you want. You want the price to go up and the sales rank to kind of, you know, go with it. But the price has not changed. And look at the popularity of the set has gone down, at least on Amazon. Now, I don't know any other places. So I don't know if this is something that I would invest in. I don't have any of these in my portfolio. I'm not too crazy about this one as far as an investment. Now, if you're collecting it, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to get all the ships and it could be something collectible. But this could be one of those ones that sneaks under the radar. Maybe they didn't make enough of these. They didn't. The supply of these is lower because, you know, as you can see that there's still a steady number of sellers in here as far as people putting this in their investment portfolio. This could be one of those things where nobody's really talking about this one. Nobody's, you know, like the AT-ST one or the X-Wing or some of the other more popular things. So maybe this could be something that you can get as a sleeper and tuck it away, and then it could go up in value. But just judging by this sales rank here, if it was steadier, I would probably be more apt to do it. But I don't know about the supply of it. I don't know what the supply of it is, but the demand seems to not, it seems to be going in the wrong direction. If it was flat, then maybe yes, I would be a little bit more excited, but it's the demand doesn't seem to be going there in there. So I'm not too excited about this one at the current price of $55. Like I said, you can get this even less than that, then yeah, absolutely get some. But this is not something I'm putting in my own investment portfolio as far as the Star Wars set. So the next one is the Revenge of Sith General Grievous Starfighter, and it's set number 75286. Let me just go out and say anything with General Grievous is always a good set. I just love that little minifigure. I just think that it is the coolest thing. I don't know. I just, something about that just seems to do really well. The other thing is, the value of this particular set is a little high, I think, at the price point that it has it at. So, I mean, we're talking, it's like $80 and number of pieces. So let's just look at the calculation right there. I know I'm doing the math wrong here. Right. So this one's at 16 cents a piece at that. It's really high, to be honest with you, I think, for most sets. So as far as the value of that, I don't really like it at that. But if you're able to get this at a much lower price point, let's see what it's doing right now. It's kind of in and out of stock. in here, and the rank is fairly steady as far as what the rank is, but the price that you can get at now is about $79-$80. So I don't know if that's really the best price point you'd want to get it at. And you know, obviously you make your money when you buy something, so getting this at a lower price is probably the best thing to do. So I don't have I haven't gone into this one yet. I haven't gotten in bought into this one yet. I'm kind of hoping to find these for a better deal than what it is currently out there. I kind of missed the boat on this one, to be honest with you. But maybe though I'll get lucky and this will be something that'll be sold you know, in Black Friday deals if it's still around. I don't know. But this is something that I would consider because of the General Grievous. I think that that's a really good minifigure, and I think that kind of brings up the value of it. As far as the ship itself, I think this is a horrible build that LEGO did for this one. I'm not really excited about just how it looks. So I don't know, maybe other collectors out there, I don't know, maybe you guys really got excited about this one, but as a build, I just not really liking this one. But as an investment, you know, if to get to 100% ROI, you'd have to sell this at 150, which I think will definitely happen at some point, maybe a year and a half out after retires, if it's all gone. I think that it will get close to that in there. Even if we look at back when it does go out of stock, it gets up to, you know, roughly, you know, in this time period around, you know, sharply around 110 in there. So, you know, it will get close to 150 probably sometime after that. I just don't know. I'm not really too excited about it other than the General Grievous one. So if I can get this much lower at 60, I probably would be more excited about it. But at the current price, I'm just not too excited about this one. So we're on to the Death Star Final 2, which is LEGO set 75291. Now this set is definitely a very iconic scene. The overall build of this is really cool, and it does kind of fold up, so if you had to display this, you can make it a little bit smaller. This is one of those scenes that probably most LEGO Star Wars fan, or I should say any Star Wars fans that watched the movies from the beginning, probably remember. This is probably the most iconic scene, I think, out of all the Star Wars. All right, so this one goes for $89.99. If you were to get this at Walmart, you can get it for $89.99. I think you can get it on LEGO. Yep, $99.99. So I think you can get it for a little bit less at maybe at Walmart. Amazon right now, it's got it at $109, but Amazon wasn't selling it. At least they were not on here. So this might have been exclusive to just Walmart. So either way, this set is something that I think that it's going to be one of those ones that want to have a new collection as far as an investor. If you can definitely pony out the $90 that you can get for this set, this will get up to, I think this is going to get up to well over, I think this probably, honestly, I project this one to get up to about $300. I don't know. I'm just my own projections that I have that I use my own investing. But I think that this will easily get up to $300 because just the scene itself, I think, is just one of those ones that is really iconic. And the number of pieces that you get in here, the value of it is still pretty decent as far as the cost. So, you know, if you're getting this at $90 and you look at the piece count, that's about 11 cents to about 12 cents. So that's still pretty good value for most, you know, most sets that you get in Star Wars. Some of them are a little bit more. But this one, I think, would be a good one to have in your portfolio, at least have a few of them. It's not a humongous box. It is somewhat of a little bit, you know, as far as, you know, it's not a small set. So just be aware of that. It does something that you want to make sure that you have space for that as well. And then the popularity, like I said, is still pretty steady as it goes along through in here. And I think this is a good set as far as the value of it. Obviously, you can use your VIP points and double VIP points to kind of make things a little bit sweeter. If you want to pair this up with a free get with purchase item, then this might be one that you can pair that with to kind of bring down the overall cost of everything. All right, so moving on to LEGO set 75293. This is the Star Wars Resistance ITS Transport. This set is kind of a weird set, I think. I think this is actually from what I read, it's from the movie, from the theme rides at Disney World and Disney Park. So that I do remember going on the ride, but I don't remember seeing this in any of the movies. So as far as in the movies, you know, I don't really know where this kind of fit in. Maybe they had a shot of this somewhere in the movies. Let me know in the comments, because I don't know everything about Star Wars, but I was trying to figure out where this came from and I couldn't really figure it out. So if you can help me out, that'd be great. But as far as an investment in this set, you know, this is not a set I would invest in myself. I didn't invest in this. I think the price point is too high. I don't think that there's going to be a huge demand for this down the road as far as people, you know, kind of wanting this in their collection. Maybe, I don't know. They might not have built a, they might not have a huge supply of this. So maybe with that factor in, maybe you could get it. But, you know, at $88, you know, to get to, you know, an investment where I'd like to see. I mean, I really want to get, like I said, around 200 to 250% for a lot of my investment. And this one is just not really doing it for me as far as getting there an investment. And like I said, this is not in any of the movies. Now, this could have some sort of, you know, kind of collectability, I guess, because it's part of a Disney ride. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, it's a risk that you'd have to take. And you take a risk on any of this stuff that you're investing in. But this one I'm just not really excited about. I just don't think that people are going to be really, you know, searching this out down the road. And, you know, it's just not something that I'm really feeling great about as far as an investment. But, you know, if you really just want to collect it, maybe you get it for your personal collection. Maybe get a couple of them just to put in there as a little flyer to see if you can, you know, maybe down the road. But as far as if you're kind of heavily investing in it, I would park my money in something else. At least that's what I'm doing. So we're on to the last one. And I added this one in here. This is the LEGO Star Wars Advent Calendar. It is coming out in September. This is the new calendar that they have. The reason why I wanted to add this in there is because it has a lot of the highly sought out Mandalorian and the child kind of figures in there. The far as the pieces that you get in here. I mean, you can look at this set, and as far as an investment, you know, on this particular set, I am not too too great on it. I think they're going to make a lot of these. I think there's going to be a huge supply of these particular sets, partly because of the Mandalorian and the timing of that when it came out last year. I think that's going to be driving that. I think they were planning this for quite some time in there, so I think that they really went heavy on it. And at the price point of $40. I'm not too excited about this as a set that I would go after, at least for the retail price of it. Now, if they do go discounted, heavily discounted, you know, I have a mixed bag feeling with some of these advent calendar sets. I am one that I hold on to things for 2 years. I like to get, you know, an investment and I put it in there after 2 years. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do another video on just the advent calendar sets, because I know a lot of people are kind of, they have mixed feelings about it as well. And I'm just going to look at the pure numbers, the financial data of it. And that's going to really kind of drive, you know, when I look at that, I go a little bit deeper in that. It's going to drive on what I'm going to do with this particular set. Now, overall, the Star Wars is definitely a popular theme. And as far as the advent calendars, I think a lot of Star Wars collectors, they would like to collect each one. So, you know, this could be one of those things where if somebody misses out on it and they want to collect it, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road, they're going to have to pony up the price for it. Now, parting this out, I don't know if this would be good parted out as far as maybe the minifigures. There are maybe some little details in there. Like if you look at the Mandalorian, he's got a little red scarf on there. And then also the child also has a kind of like a Christmas shirt on. So the reliability of that, I mean, seeing those, you know, out in another set is, I mean, you probably won't ever see that. So just that those two characters right there might be something that you want to consider if you're going to invest in this. But this is something I think if you were really for the long term, this would be a long time to get a good return on investment at this price point right here. Who knows? They might clearance these out, which they always do in January, even after, you know, in December. So maybe getting at the right price might be something to consider. Wow, we went through all these sets right here, but I wanted to go through all the sets, and I wanted to give you my thoughts as far as what I think, kind of my inner thoughts of when I'm looking at things as a collector. And just as a huge Star Wars fan, I also wanted to give you that perspective. Retiring sets, just go to brickflips.com/retire. Also, check out our podcast at brickflips.com/podcast. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys in the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.